Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Hi, this is Nashville record producer Kim Copeland. Welcome to In the Country, an Artist Insights exclusive production, bringing you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. Now here's the host of In the Country, Dave Woods.
And it's a Tuesday edition of In the Country. So glad you could tune in. I'm Dave Woods. In the Country is celebrating 6 months of bringing you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. Today I am very happy to welcome from Augusta, Georgia, it's country singer Brandy Nicole. Hi, Brandy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's great to be speaking with you. I wanted to start off, Brandy, if you could tell our listeners and me when you started singing.
Well, I sang my first song at age 2 in Pell City, Alabama, and it was called Moms Are Special People, and that's the very first time I ever sang. At age 7, I started traveling with the Country Music Association, and it's just been a great way to meet new people and just get things going, and I'm still living,
well,
so.
That's amazing. Now, do you remember, I guess it's kind of far back to remember, but can you think what started you singing at the time? What influenced you?
Well, my favorite movie was The Little Mermaid, and I started singing the song Part of Your World, and right. I could remember the words and stay on pitch. So at age 4, my parents took me to a vocal coach, and then I just took off with it.
That's amazing at age 4 to take vocal lessons. So even at that young age, you can learn the skills involved?
Yes, I mean, started foundations and then just worked my way up.
So who are some of your musical influences, Brandy? Let's say when you were growing up, who are some of the singers you wanted to be like?
Well, I've always loved, like, Patsy Cline and Hank Williams, any of those, any old country. And these days, I like Carrie Underwood a lot because her vocal range is just amazing. It's just a great way to, like, learn new things by listening to her.
And with the older artists, how did you get exposed to that? Were your parents playing those record CDs?
Yes, actually my grandparents, and I loved it. It's great music. I still listen to it, actually.
Isn't that great? And how do you find listening, let's say, with the older stuff, and when you're with other kids your age? You're 16 years old, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so when you're with your other friends, do you let them know that you'll listen to the older country, and what do they think about that?
Oh, of course. Yes, I always do because that's who I am.
Good for you.
And it's just something different for them. They think I'm funny for doing it, but I love it.
That's awesome. Well, that's great that you stick up for what you like and believe in, and that's wonderful. Now, you also do some TV work in all this, and you were telling me a bit about it, the Dixie Sunshine TV show. Maybe let's start with that one and tell us a bit about that.
Well, I started filming with it in May, and it's a gospel. Yeah, it's like a spinoff of Hee Haw, and
right.
It's gospel country. And you can find it on www.DixieSunshineTVShow.com, and you can watch all the shows on there. It's just a cool show.
That's really cool. So you're getting a chance to be on camera and get comfortable with that. And you're singing. Is there anything else on the show?
Yes. I clog and I yodel on it. And there's jokes, too, that are pretty funny.
So it truly is like a hee-haw spinoff.
Yes. It's just it's a fun little show. It's really cool. And, it's a variety show. So there's a lot of different things on it to grab different people.
So would acting be something you'd like to pursue?
Well, I don't mind doing a little bit of it, but it's not like what I want to do in life. But it's cool doing some of it. Singing is the main thing I really want.
And we should let people know Sunshine in the Dixie Sunshine TV show is spelled with an O, S-O-N, just in case they want to look that up on the computer. Now, the other show you're involved with, Brandy, is called Nashville Spotlight. What's that one about?
It's with Mike Jennings, and it's a variety show also. There's all different sorts of music on it. And it's youth talent. It's pretty cool. There's like all kinds. I just now started like filming with them, and it's been really cool to meet all these different people. And I'm really excited because I was asked to be vice president of it. So it's been really cool getting everything together. And I also do interviews for it, and you can see that at nashvillespotlight.com. You can see the vice presidents, the interviews, and some of the shows too. So that's pretty cool thing. And if anybody wants to be on it, they can just contact Mike Jennings, or you can contact me on my MySpace, and we can see like where we can go from there, because it's a pretty fun show.
That sounds great. It does sound like a lot of fun and a great opportunity for you as well. With the clogging, Brandy, you mentioned you sort of got into that about 7 years ago. What drew you to the clogging?
Well, Yes, I got started when I was really young, and I used to dance in everything like jazz, tap, clogging, and I was on the competition team. But here recently, I wanted to get more into singing, so I still clog, but that's not the only thing I do, and it's been great for the shows and stuff just to get that part out of me out there, too.
I saw one of the videos where you were doing some clogging on your MySpace site, and it was really cool. You're really good at it, and it's quite entertaining to watch.
Thank you.
Now, with the yodeling, Janet McBride is your teacher, and she taught Leanne Rimes how to yodel, which is really cool. Tell us about sort of the yodeling part of your singing.
Well, I got started at age 7, and I met with her through the Country Music Association, and she just came in one day and just basically taught you how to do it, and there was classes on it. And I had wanted to do it my whole life, so it was like a really exciting thing. And she's just, like, the best. It's been, like, a great experience to get to know her. And she's actually known as the yodeling queen, so it's pretty cool to know somebody like that.
Is yodeling hard to do, or were you pretty good at it? How did it come for you?
Well, it's a 6-note jump, and it's really, once you learn how to do it, you can really take off with it and do whatever you want. Like, the possibilities are endless. To learn, I don't remember it being super, super hard to learn. Just through the classes, she was an awesome teacher. So it was a great experience. It's just like going from your chest voice to falsetto, and it's just really cool to do.
And there seems to be a lot of famous yodeling songs, I guess, from way back. One of the ones we're going to play is one you're doing in a few moments. Then there's Cowboy Sweetheart. Are there famous yodelers that you sort of try to emulate or that you know of that you really like?
Well, I do like Patsy Montana a lot. She's the original person who did Cowboy Sweetheart. She's awesome yodeler. It's really cool to just watch some of the ways she used to do things.
That's awesome. Now, I want to play for our listeners, Brandy, your version of Yodeling at the Grand Ole Opry. Before I do that, can you tell us a bit of story about this and why you recorded it?
Well, my yodeling coach, Jan McBride, actually wrote the song, and she told me about it, and I used to love it because I've actually met some of the people that are in the song, and so it's really cool just to, like, think, oh, wow, I sing about those people, and I'd really love to sing it on the Grand Ole Opry one day, so, you know, you never know.
Oh, you never know for sure. That's very cool. One of the people in it you mentioned is Loretta Lynn. That's one of the names I remember hearing. Who are some of the others?
There's Billy Walker, Kitty Wells. I can't think of anyone right now.
But we'll find it. Yeah, those are a few of them, but we'll listen to the song and we'll hear it all, of course. This is a great song from Brandy Nicole, Yodeling at the Grand Ole Opry, here on In the Country.
I'm
Brandy Nicole with Yodeling at the Grand Ole Opry here on In the Country, and we are speaking with Brandy. What a wonderful job you do of that. It's very entertaining.
Thank you.
And Janet McBride did a great job writing the song. I was catching some of the references in there. There was a lot of them. Hank Snow and Kitty Wells, Hank Williams, Tom T. Hall, and on and on. So it's, yeah, great song. Really enjoyed listening to that. Brandy, what other classic country songs can you think of that you would like to record? Maybe a Hank Williams song or a Patsy Cline song?
Well, I always liked the song Lovesick Blues, so I'd really like to record that one day. Any Patsy Cline or anything like that, I just love.
And how about, yeah, that's great stuff, and that'd be cool to hear you sing sing the classics because you've got that classic kind of sound. As far as duets go, Brandy, is there anyone out there in the country music field that you would like to sing a duet with, let's say a male vocalist? Can you think of anybody, an older artist or even somebody new on the scene?
Hank Williams isn't alive anymore, but it'd be really cool to do one with him, and I do like some Brad Paisley and stuff like that. And I also work with Linda Davis, so it'd be really cool to like one day sing something with her.
That would be awesome. Of course, she had the big hit with Reba, Does He Love You? So that's awesome. So you work with Linda Davis. Tell us about that. She's an amazing singer.
Oh, yes, she is. Well,
wow.
I work with her, and she's an amazing person, great to get to know. I met with her in March, and we just started talking, and it's been really great because I see her about once a month and just go to her house and work with her, and she gives me tips on things, and it's really cool. I met her through the Country Music Association, and it's been a great experience to get to know her.
That must be because, like I say, she was a big recording artist, has a great voice, and is still doing great, so for her to pass on her knowledge to you, that's a great thing. We're going to turn now to the In the Country fun question file, Brandy. So these are just a few fun questions for you. The first one, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you like to go?
Well, I would go to Japan, and they have like a Hello Kitty park there and stuff, and I've always wanted to go there, and it'd be just cool to hang out there or something.
Isn't that interesting? How long have you wanted to go to Japan for?
My whole life, because I've always
wow.
liked Hello Kitty, and they have the Hello Kitty theme park and all this Hello Kitty stuff there, because that's where she's like that's where she originated from. So
okay.
It'd be pretty cool.
That's really cool. That's great. If you could guest star on any television show, what show would you choose? If you could go on for just sort of one episode.
Probably iCarly.
iCarly?
Yeah, it's on Nickelodeon. It's just like a cool little show.
And what's that show about?
Well, it's about three kids, and they have a web show, and it's like they go to school and stuff, but they do their web show at night, and it's just like a crazy web show where they make up all these things. It's really interesting to watch.
Neat.
And actually, one of the guys that's on the show, I get to interview here shortly, so I'm pretty excited about that. So
that's pretty cool. Wow. Now, my last question ties into interviewing, and I was going to ask you, out of all the stars out there, anybody, who would you like to interview?
Probably Carrie Underwood, because it's just like she's really inspirational with everything she does. I love all of her songs. I listen to her CDs all the time. She's just like really, really great.
Do you think it was pretty cool how she remade the Randy Travis song?
Yes, that's awesome, because it's just great to see her like do duets and sing the song in the way she like changed it, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's great. Now, what about moving back to your music? I know your fans are really behind you and very supportive. Do you have a message for your fans out there? And some of them, of course, are listening to the show today. Do you have any, basically, a message for them?
Well, I'd like to just say thank you for all of your support. Because without them, I mean, like, really, it's hard to make it without fans, and it's really cool because I've made really good friends through this, and their support is just amazing. And I'd really like to thank Evelyn and Tyler and a guy that goes by Cool Guy. because they've made me street teams and stuff, and they're just really supportive. They became great friends. They promote me. They do all kinds of great things for me, and it's just great to know that people support me that much.
Sure makes a difference. And all those street teams are done through MySpace, of course, and they set up their own sites, which are basically fan sites to promote you, which is great. It gets word out to a lot of tons of people, really.
Yes, it's really great. I'm so glad to have friends like them. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Now, what about advice for people around your age, Brandy, in their teen years who are thinking about going into the singing business, singing world? What advice would you have for them?
Well, I would say just keep on dreaming, because it's really not impossible to do anything. It's been a great experience, and even if you don't get anywhere, you've met great people, you have great experience, and it's just been a fun thing. Awesome resume, so really cool to do. Keep doing it.
Definitely, so just be persistent and keep chasing after it.
Yes.
Now, Brandy, the next song I'm going to play of yours, a great song called Flat on the Floor. Can you tell us a bit about this song?
Well, it's done by Carrie Underwood, of course, and I just love the song because it's just a fast, upbeat song, and it grabs your attention. It's got a good range in it, and it's by Carrie Underwood, so it's really cool.
That's awesome. Here is Brandy Nicole with her version of Flat on the Floor here on In the Country. And that's Brandy Nicole with her version of the Carrie Underwood song, Flat on the floor here on In the Country. And wow, Brandy, that's amazing singing.
Thank you.
Did a great job on it. And that last note, how did you hold it so long?
Well, I mean, I guess I've just been doing it so long, and I've always been able to hold notes for a while, just press support and whatnot.
That's a great job on that song. Now, Carrie Underwood, of course, is one of your musical influences, and she made it big following American Idol and being the big winner there. Have you tried out for talent shows or entered any of those?
Well, not really. American Idol, I just now became old enough to audition for, but I kind of like to try to make it on my own. And if I can't, then maybe try it out. But I kind of like just traveling around and doing this on my own for now.
Good for you. Now, what other awards or awards and accomplishments have you done in the last couple of years that you're really proud of?
Well, at the Country Music Association, there's a big thing in March where it's like the national for it, and I've won like the Horizon Award for that and awards like that, so it's pretty cool to be a part of that.
So that's pretty cool, getting that kind of recognition. And what about performing? Are you pretty comfortable on stage in front of crowds?
Oh, yes, I love it. It's the best feeling ever, just to be up there and have the attention of everybody, and just, it's great. Yeah, I like it better than being one-on-one with somebody and singing. It's just, I like big crowds better than that. It's just, I don't know, big difference.
Isn't that cool? So you're more comfortable in the larger crowds?
Yes, definitely.
Now, would you say that's your favorite part of all this, being in the recording studio, or what you've just said, being in front of the crowd, is that the best part?
Well, it's just one of the things that's the best part. It's all around the greatest thing ever. But I also have a home recording studio, so it's pretty cool because, like, I can just go down there and if I have an idea or something and just record it. So it's pretty interesting to do that.
That's pretty neat to have the home studio right there. Is anyone else in your family musical?
Well, my brother plays the guitar, but that's just about it. Nobody else sings or anything.
So you're like the first singer in your family?
I would think so, yes.
That's pretty neat, yeah, to just sort of start it on your own. That's great, so I'm sure they're all very proud of you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so modest. Now, what about songwriting? You were talking about going down to the home studio and trying stuff out. Have you, at this point, done any songwriting? Is that something you want to try?
Well, I'm sort of starting on it, but I mainly do covers at this point. But I've sort of started on it. I'm not...
not full into it yet.
No.
Well, I'm sure that'll come down the road. You'll want to get into that and to express sort of things you're feeling. But there are obviously a lot of great songwriters out there. So are there plans for a CD at some point of original stuff by other people that you'd record?
Yes. I'm actually gathering just original songs because I have songs from George Hamilton, songwriter, and Scott, and all these people. So just gathering the originals for that, and then I'm going to get started on one. So it's just getting everything together.
That is amazing. That's pretty exciting. And, of course, all your fans and our listeners can stay tuned to your MySpace site with updates as those things kind of progress. Because that'll be great to have your own CD out for sure.
Yes, of course. Always good.
Definitely.
My last CD was from age 12, so it's just need to update.
So your voice, obviously, from 12 till now, it's a whole different voice, right?
Of course, yes.
That's excellent. Now, Brandy, for the next, say, 6 months to a year that's ahead of us now, are there certain goals you're looking to accomplish with your music, places you want to go and things you want to do?
Well, probably get more originals together, get better with writing, and just perform different places, take the next step up. Just networking people in Nashville and different places, and just do whatever I can, you know, get the name out there.
That's awesome. Well, we're really glad you were on the show today, Brandy. It's been great talking with you and hearing your two songs, and I want to wish you the best with your music, and I hope to talk with you again soon in the future.
Well, that sounds great. I had a great time being on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Brandy, and have yourself a great night.
Thank you. It was great being here.
My guest today has been country artist Brandy Nicole. I'm Dave Woods. Join me next time for another up-close and personal interview with one of your favorite country music stars. In the Country is an Artist Insights exclusive production.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.